This is St. Louis Public Radio. Better Together wants to place a constitutional amendment on the 2020 statewide ballot to merge St. Louis and St. Louis County. But proponents of bridging the city-county divide may have to overcome a powerful obstacle: skeptical Missouri lawmakers. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explains how the legislature may stymie the merger.
In a Missouri Capitol building often defined by division, State Representative Peter Meredith believes Better Together's city-county merger proposal is unifying the disparate St. Louis delegation. But the St. Louis Democrat says that unity is probably not what proponents wanted or expected.
I think the thing that we all agree on is that it should not be happening with a statewide vote that doesn't allow any real, true local control over our own fate.
Meredith is not exaggerating. The proposal to create a metro government overseeing the city and the county is drawing sharp opposition from St. Louis area Republicans and Democrats. And lawmakers are doing more than just complain. They're backing proposals like the one Representative Dean Plocker put forward. It would require any city-county merger to get approval from St. Louis and St. Louis County residents before going into effect. Plocker, a DePere Republican, says he's not trying to make a value judgment on the Better Together plan. But he does not believe the group is going about the merger in the right way.
I believe that there is important discussion to be had on how the region can perform better. I've commended Better Together for invigorating that discussion. My theory here is that one of the tenets of democracy is the right to decide who you're governed by.
Better Together's boosters say they need to change the state's constitution to implement its plan. They add that it requires a statewide vote to consolidate police departments and municipal courts. But lawmakers like Representative Kevin Windham Jr. say that's not a good reason to take the ultimate decision out of local voters' hands.
Just correcting one problem, throwing an entire bad form of government at it is not the right approach.
Unsurprisingly, supporters of the Better Together plan are not quite enamored with Plocker's amendment and see it as a poison pill to kill any chance of a merger. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson says Missourians shouldn't miss their chance to establish a metro government that could help the entire region.
Everybody can find something they don't like. Think long term. Think what our community might be like. Think about what we might be able to do with the funds that we save.
Merger proponents clearly see state legislators as a potential roadblock, and they've brought on Steve Tilley to lobby lawmakers to vote against Plocker's amendment, which is passed out of committee. Tilley may be able to stop any Better Together threat if GOP leadership doesn't let Plocker's amendment get debated. Even if the amendment gets out of the House, the Senate could still block it.
I would say typically as a lobbyist, you don't focus your time on people you can't convince. So I think the better play is to look to people who have an open mind and discuss the facts.
One advantage for Better Together is that most people that run the House and Senate are not from St. Louis and may not have strong opinions about the plan. That includes Senate Majority Leader Caleb Rowden, who represents Boone and Cooper counties. Rowden says it will be up to GOP colleagues about whether any proposal to counter the merger is debated within his chamber.
For me, that's a will of the caucus, sort of decision. If they feel like there's some reason to move forward with something on that, I don't think I'd stand in the way of it.
House Speaker Pro Tem John Wieman represents parts of St. Charles County, but used to live in Glendale. He says he sees some value in paring down the amount of cities and police departments in the city and the county. But he doesn't think doing it by a statewide vote is the right call.
To try to merge these, force these all together without some type of a political vote of the people that are being forced to do it, to me, is just un-American.
Even if lawmakers don't act this year, it doesn't mean that Better Together's plan is out of the woods. That's because proponents of the merger still need to gather signatures to get it on the 2020 ballot, and lawmakers could still pass a competing amendment next session. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.